Now, I don't think the market's moving that quickly that you would fall outside of that 10% standard. So, no, you could do it every other year. But when we've gone to every 3 years, I don't know, Mark, maybe you know the numbers off the top of your head.
I was waiting for my opportunity. So, yes, thanks. I'll just chime in with some numbers.
So could you address the every other year question?
The answer is no. We would not fall under 90% in 2 years. The benefit to doing it every year, last year we were under 2% in informal appeals. That's a very, very good number. When you wait 2 years, that number's going to double. When you wait 3 years, that number's going to triple or more, just because of the percentage of change. So in doing it every year, not only do you capture the changes in the different properties up and down based on their different property types, condominiums, vacant land, commercial, et cetera, the amount of increase for the average property owner is more in the 5% range, which leads to lesser hearings as opposed to 10% or 15%. Additionally, if you look at the fees that we've proposed it here and what we did for in the last 2 years of the previous agreement, we're pretty much doing three annual reassessments for the price that we did for one, going back to when we did it every 3 years. It takes longer for the analysis. The appeal numbers, again, both informal and formal, are much higher. So there is some cost benefit to doing it every year, as well as the level of service to the property owners in the city. Last thing I had is 7 or 8 years ago, the Department of Revenue did a study throughout the state to see how much it was costing for the assessing departments. Most of these were in-house assessors, and the average at that time was about $25 per parcel. That did not include a reassessment. We're doing this currently, a full level of service, for around $16 a parcel, just $16.10 per parcel, including annual revaluations. For all those reasons, it's been a win-win for the city the last 3 years. That's all I have. Thank you.
Just a math, and then we're going to go to...
Well, I did make a motion to approve, I believe.
Yeah. I seconded it.
Just a little bit of math. In 2017, my assessment went up 11%. The average in 2017 was 10, correct?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Yeah.
This year, my assessment went up 5.8, and the average assessment went up 6. My tax bill went down. It smooths out all of those humps. That's what it does. Mm-hmm. I'll say it. Don't take offense, Dan. But if we as elected officials understand and put that story out there, we get lots less screaming at us.
That means you have to understand.
Well,
I was just going to say maybe the middle of the road for me and my constituents' complaints is every other year, but it doesn't really matter that much to me. I'm just saying that I think that would be the middle of a road, and I think we still stay within it.
You're welcome. So, you're welcome to that. That's fine. Yeah. I'm just worried about the bubble that we keep hearing is going to happen. Is that it?
I stand by my first statement.
Excessive. If there's a motion to approve on the floor, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. I just threw my water bottle away, and there's 4 more items, 5 more items. So.
Thank you all.
I did.
Thank you, Mark.
G8 is renewal of the contract with
so moved.
Heartland Business.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is authorized staff to solicit equipment in the 2019 Highway Equipment Replacement and Capital Outlay Funds with...
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Just note that, Glenn, we may talk about timing on this for cash flow purposes. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
I first thought this was a new board, the Board of Works. I didn't know what
that was. Board of Works.
G10, contract with Quorum Inc. for the architectural services for the front door replacement. Mr. Liberta.
The contract is largely similar in structure to the one presented November 13th. except for the items that have been identified there in bullet points. The same number of meetings have been included for coming to the final design plan for phase one. But all of those meetings were moved here to City Hall. A couple of them had been scheduled there, and some aldermen indicated a desire to participate. So all the meetings have been moved here. And the architect is aware that some of them may then become an open public meeting and is aware that they will be able to address it in that form. The price was reduced for the phase one from $41,820 to $38,620, and phase two from $154,830 to $139,900. And it's important to note that the contract does specifically require the city to, after completion of phase one, which is the design booklet, the final design booklet, and before development of the actual plans for bidding, we have to give an affirmative direction that they can move forward. So the contract, effectively, you're approving phase one, and when you approve the final design report, you will then authorize them to proceed to phase two.
On the front door replacement, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, on the motion that stated, one, I'd like to add some language, and two, I have a question for the city attorney. So the wording that I would just like to add would be at the very end. I'd just like to add the cost. So after the wood replacement project would say at a fixed fee of $38,620 for phase one and $139,900 max for phase two. I'd just like to add that. But the question I had for the city attorney was, in the contract for StanTech, the word city is used, and then here it's client, and client is, I would just wonder why the difference in the terms, and if we should, I don't know who, but apparently it sounds like Mark LeBert is going to sign this, so should we be adding him as the person who's going to be signing this into the motion?
Mr. City Attorney.
No. And with regard to the StanTech contract, the motion did include subject to technical changes, because when I received that and reviewed it over the weekend, I noticed that Mr. Dito was not using the through current updated standard services form with my relatively minor changes in there. They are technical.
Which is the more proper wording? Is it client, or what is the StanTech
on the site? Doesn't matter. If the city is named client in the contract, then you can call the city client. Or city stays as city, then you say city.
Okay, so they're interchangeable is what your answer is.
Yes.
It's however it's defined in the contract. Right. And on page, the first line of page 86 defines it. Between the city of Franklin, 929 Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, client. After client. So sometimes it's. And I will point out that page 91 of your packet, page 6 of the contract, does have the standard signature bars, three sets for the mayor, clerk, and treasurer, and then approved as formed by the city attorney. So their proposal has a place for one of us to sign, which can be done as well, but that's only an addendum to the core contract, which will be based upon signatures on page 91.
As I've said in the past, I will say again, I will fulfill the obligations of the office by signing this contract, but I will not participate in the sign.
Well,
I'm not sure what you just said.
Going to sign the contract, but I will not participate in the design. I believe it's a monumental waste of money.
Right.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Andrew. There's not a motion on the floor. I'm not going to make one. I'll let someone make a motion to adopt in that. But I continue to hope that those up here will make their decision and go away from this type of project. I know that we've heard about one of the reasons for rejecting the initial design, the initial approved design, was because the guarantee that there is going to be cost overruns. So there's what, cost overruns in that remodel, but not this remodel. I think, you know, I'm glad I'm not on a ballot this spring to have to explain wasting this amount of money. So for those that pretend to be fiscally responsible by then voting for this, that's a great case to be made. So I hope you reconsider and don't waste money on this and simply fix the HVAC and put some metal around the sides where the wood is and move on instead of really, what'd you call it, a front door replacement. Yeah, that's pretty good, Your Honor. Thank you.
I just thought of that, too.
I like it.
It's amazing.
I like it.
Alderman Wilhelm.
It's my understanding that the main goal is to fix the roof and the air conditioning. Other than that, Ms. Liberta said he's going to work really hard to keep it within budget, and he said he's going to try to prove me wrong that he's going to stay within budget. So hopefully he can do that. And as anyone up here would recall, I wanted security measures added to that. Ms. Liberta has told me this contract does not include any security. It doesn't include landscaping. And it also doesn't include signage. So those are some of the things that we might be looking at in the future.
Well, then
we... So I was going to make the motion to approve the professional service agreement between the City of Franklin and Quorum Architects, Inc. for the architectural services related to the design and construction phases of the City Hall roof, HVAC, and fascia wood replacement project at a fixed fee of $38,620 for Phase 1 and $139,900 maximum for Phase 2.
Second.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, then I'm really, really confused because if the concern is safety, which that was one of the big things I heard from a couple up here, safety, and this doesn't include it, and landscaping, which this doesn't include, and what was the other one that's not included?
Signage,
which wasn't included. Then why are we moving forward? Because you're basically going to tell the taxpayers, we're going to come back and spend more money to do those things. Why don't you just scrap this front door replacement and actually spend the money on doing those improvements and forget doing the front door replacement?
Is that a question I can answer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking the mayor to, if you would like to. That'd be great.
Alderman Liberta, then Alderman Nelson, then Alderman
Wilhelm. Just a clarification. So the motion as it was put in the budget, the funding that created, this is working with the 1.775 that was put for the project that was then officially renamed City Hall Roof, HVAC, and Fascia Wood Replacement Project. Fascia, whichever way you prefer.
Fascia.
So that's this project. There was additional funding identified as remaining in the contingency, which could be used for security. So we haven't forgotten about that project. In fact, I've already surveyed and collected email responses from all of the department heads and division heads as to suggestions they have. So now that I can send the architect, if this is approved, off to work, I do intend to pull those together and try to figure out how to keep moving those forward to bring that back in case there's anything that can be rolled into this so it's bid as one time to save us time and money. We can do that where we can look at what those potential security things are. Relative to landscaping, the budget only, this project only ever anticipated up along the building if something is disturbed or removed. Some of the designs you were looking at and originally approved had more substantial things happening right around the windows, right where the existing landscaping is. So it does address it in that sense if it's along the building, but not like the things out by the street or far away. So with the more limited scope now approved in this budget, I think it's very likely that there will be any significant landscape impacts of any kind. And then relative to signage, a couple of the pictures that you looked at did have signage on the building. If that's part of this, labeling City Hall, Franklin City Hall, it would be part of this budget. The part of the signage that I don't consider part of this budget is what could happen, if anything, to the digital sign out front. Knowing you're working on a rebranding project and a potential new logo, something's going to likely happen to that sign in the course of the next year. What I do consider part of this project, though, is if any work outside the front door tears anything up toward the parking lot, which was in the some of the original proposals you looked at and first initially approved, I would expect that we'll take advantage of if any concrete work is done to make sure we get a proper pipe laid underneath that in case we have to run any power or digital, you know, out to that area out front if we put a new sign, so that we have the capability of making it a good graphic sign if we need, so we can properly notice meetings, maybe make it informational. So if we tear something up, I'm going to count that here. If not, then after you do your branding and you want to get rid of the City of Franklin logo that we currently have out there, that's probably where you're looking back to your contingency. So that's how I was addressing each of those within here. This is more narrowly focused on the specifics of the project as budgeted.
I need to jump in, defend my staff, our staff. You coughed in the middle of me saying our staff. The implication was is that there's budget overruns on all our projects. That was the implication. Patently not true. Our staff works very hard every day on every contract to make sure that it comes in at budget or underneath. And as a matter of fact, on major projects for us, I think if you look back, the tradition is that we turn money back in. So the record needs to be clear that our staff does an excellent job at managing their budgets and never intentionally puts a budget forward or a project forward knowing that there might be cost overruns. Alderman Nelson.
Just looking at just a little more as of late, looking at just doing the roof and the HVAC and then not doing anything further. Is that an option at this point?
Yeah. There's been no pen to paper, Alderman or Mr. Liberta.
I thought you said you called La La and me, and I'm still waiting to answer that question over there. So you kind
it
of
was
bypassing
Nelson.
Me.
It was Liberta Nelson. Now, Liberta's going to answer
and
Alderman Nelson, and then you're going to go you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I sit in the center chair. I reserve the right to interrupt.
the wood fascia needs to be readdressed as part of that. The way the wood comes up and deals with and interacts directly with the roof, that really needs to be done at the same time. Because if not, you're going to be replacing a lot of boards, repainting. It really does make sense to put something up there. We had looked at anodized aluminum, basically metal siding that could wrap around and take the replace of that. That would probably, I'm guessing now, use, in the neighborhood of $150,000 of the $400,000 to $500,000 that you have available in this budget to actually do new redesign stuff. Most of what you saw in the designs we got, instead of going with the anodized aluminum, are using higher level, more attractive, aesthetically appealing types of what I've now been calling cladding. So that's going to use up a greater portion of the budget just to make it, hold up for that next at least 15 years and still look better than just what you would expect of a DPW garage with, aluminum, anodized aluminum siding. So you could take that $400,000 to $500,000, that's the amount of flex. The reason there's about $100,000 difference is you don't know what your final price on the actual bidding of the HVAC. The architect did say that the environment has really improved, so we're better off than we were last year with this budget amount. But so you're going to use a chunk of that $400,000 to $500,000 just to finish that outside. And I anticipate, and I shared this with the architect, and they believe I'm right, and I don't know if you remember the designs when you looked at them. They had proposed a fairly simple design for the building inspection entrance to change what I've been calling those wings that overhang the doors. If we're moving to the slightly nicer, more aesthetic, and a little longer lasting kind of cladding, you're probably going to be treating those doors all the way around the building. So I think you're going to use 40% of that money. So you're probably only going to save $250,000 to $300,000 in what they can do to spruce up out here and change out here if you just said no, just fix the cladding, the roof, and the HVAC. The budget's already pared down considerably.
Was that your question?
Well, my focus was just saying, okay, priority one, roof, HVAC equal, and that's where I wanted to stop with it. But if you're saying it has to have additional stuff to make it work, then...
Realistically, you have to deal with that cladding if you're looking to give your roof a good long-term solution. Because if not...
You want long-term.
Well, you're putting up aluminum siding. It's 7 years.
What I think you're looking at with the project is conceived. 15 years from now, you know, somebody's going to need to look at that and say, hey, we better start planning for what we're doing. Are we doing a new city hall? Are we doing a remodel? Are we doing an addition? Because then you got yourself 5 years to go through your whole process, get your funding, and build it so that the roof and HVAC are replaced again 20 years out. I think that's what you're looking at. You're doing a good 15-year sort of maintenance project with just a little bit of sprucing up of the front entrance area.
Mayor, is it my turn yet?
Well, it will be as soon as Alderman Nelson says he's done. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go backwards now to get to that point because
right,
there's been so many things said. So 10, 15 years out, this sprucing up from now, I believe that is where we need to be. There is all kinds of things in this building that we've been patching up over the years. And we're dealing with asbestos. We're dealing with probably mold.
I like asbestos.
Probably, you know, toilets that aren't water saving, LED lighting. I mean, there are all kinds of things that makes this building out of date. So considering that now and planning for what we might do in the future, and I believe I have the floor.
Yeah.
Mayor.
Yep. You do have the floor. Let's knock it off.
Is probably a wise thing because when, Ms. Roberta, you talked previously, you said that you were going to look at like a study. We never got to that point. So at some point, we should probably look at a study to see if it would be a new building or not in the future. But the comments about defending staff because of construction and overruns, there was never a point to point directly at staff. So to try to put this spin on it, this has to do with construction cost overruns, not staff and their budgets. This is has to do with Pleasant View Pavilion that the came in over budget we had to deny. The Rawson project that came in over budget that we're still struggling to finish. And Ballpark Commons construction budget, which we are struggling with. So this isn't not directed at staff. So I take a little offense to putting that spin on that. Going back to, I believe, the original question was something like, it was quite a while ago, so it's kind of hard for me to remember the exact words, but why not just scrap it and start over? My answer to that is that's delays. And we've been delaying fixing this roof and HV system for a very long time. 2010, I think, we started putting money away in the budget for it. It's causing us and has caused. I've seen water sitting in the hallway out there. It's causing additional water damage. It is leading to mold, which is unhealthy for the people that are in this building, and it just brings the cost up when you keep letting water leaking in a building. So that's why not just scrap it? We need to get forward, move this thing, get this thing done. And if you want to look at something bigger and grander in the future, have at it. But right now you need to take care of the problems that are costing us more money. So I made the motion. There's been a second.
All those in favor?
Roll call.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
No.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
No.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. We move on to G11, contract with Leaching Associates. Is there a motion to move?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ooh, that kind of took the wind out of everybody's sails. G12 is to swap a vehicle with Hales Corners. Is there a motion to approve?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That's a good deal. Thank you, Mr. Liberta, for saving the community some money and doing it quickly. Thank you. Licenses, Alderman Taylor.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor. We have Megan Mars LLC, approved pending other department, any other department requirements. Abraham Hope for appearance. Metecki, deny for falsifying application. We have Derek approved with a letter. Haya, approve. Robin, hold for appearance. The next three are approve. Shayla, hold for appearance. And all the rest are approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I-1, vouchers and payroll. Motion approving the following. City vouchers on ending date of January 17, 2019, the amount of $1,472,289.86 and payroll dated January 18, 2019, in the amount of $437,195.78 and payments to various payroll deductions, the amount of $408,368.70 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated February 1st, estimated at $390,000 in payments to the various payroll deductions, estimated at $235,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax vouchers with an ending date of January 17, 2019, the amount of $6,450,585.90 in property tax settlements direct from investment account totaling, big number, $37,159,559.66. That's 66 cents is very important. And the release of payment to the American Deposit Management in the amount of $2 million. That account to zeros. And release of property and payment for property tax settlements in the amount of $17,857,711.77.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Daniel.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Motion to adjourn.
No move.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.